Culture 7, Exercises 5 and 6.
Today on Science Matters, I'm joined by Professor Miriam Smith of the University of Queensland to discuss the cane toad. Hello and welcome, Professor Smith.
Thank you.
Now, while the cane toad is well known here in Australia, many listeners abroad will not have heard of it. Can you tell us a little about why it's famous here?
Yes, it all started back in the 1930s when farmers who grew sugarcane in Queensland had a problem with beetles that were destroying their crops.
The beetles were eating the sugarcane?
Yes, so the farmers started to look for a solution. They heard that farmers in Hawaii had imported cane toads from South America and that these toads fed on the beetles and so helped to protect their crops.
That's what we call biological pest control, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So rather than using pesticides to kill the beetles, the farmers were introducing natural enemies of the beetle in order to control their numbers.
That sounds like a good solution. What went wrong?
By 1937, the Queensland farmers had imported 62,000 baby toads. But the toads weren't very effective at controlling the beetles for two reasons. First, because the sugarcane didn't provide enough shelter for the toads. And secondly, because the beetles live at the top of the canes and the toads aren't very good climbers.
Oh dear.
Yes, and not only that, the cane toad became a pest itself and started spreading across Australia.
Why was that a problem?
Because some scientists believe that the toad has led to the decline of large predators such as lizards, snakes and crocodiles.
How did that happen?
Because the toads are poisonous and when the predators ate them, they died.
And are the cane toads still a problem?
Yes, I'm afraid so. They're spreading across Australia at a rate of 40 to 60 kilometres a year.
What can be done to stop them?
Well, it's very difficult. No one has come up with an answer yet.
Thank you, Professor Smith.